Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Marty Vanier, Director of Partnership Development with Homeland Security and NBAF. And we welcome you today, Marty. I know it's been a hectic morning around here. Sounds like things have been hectic for you, too, the last couple of weeks, and doing a lot of traveling, you mentioned. And just thought we would update folks the very latest, of course, what's going on. And I'll let you just lead off with all your activities and then the very latest, if you could.
Thanks, Kathy. And I apologize for the being hectic this morning. It's a combination of a lot of things, and we'll talk about some of them. What I really wanted to communicate this month is just all of the significant amount of planning that's beginning now for NBAF operations and NBAF research. So I've been on the road for the last 3 weeks, and it's been involved with both operational planning and with research planning. So these are really significant events, and a lot of folks might think, you know, you're 6 years out, why are you worried about planning? But the intricacies of the building, the significance of the research program is such that we really do have to start now to think about how things will operate once NBAF is running.
We do want to remind listeners, too, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And it's interesting because everywhere I turn, people are talking about NBAF. Interestingly, my USD 383 reporter last night, they had a work session and looked at possible future growth, and NBAF was brought up. And when I have Fort Riley people on, or when I have anybody on in the community, it tends to come up. So it is obviously front and center right now in the news. And when you talk about operational and research planning, I guess more specifically, what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about everything. I think I used the analogy last month about someone buying a new house, and now you've got to figure out how you operate inside that house. How do you get the kids up in the morning and get them ready for school? How do you get yourself up and ready to go to work? And what are the various steps that you go through to make all of those things happen now that you're in this new house? So that's what we're looking at here. With respect to operational planning, much like you mentioned the school district and Fort Riley, much as they now are thinking about NBAF and trying to plan for what life will be like when NBAF is here, NBAF is trying to plan for what life will be like when NBAF is here. So with respect to operations, it's things like what will security procedures look like? What will access procedures look like? So this would be access for researchers, access for building staff who are there to help keep the building running, access for visitors. So what are the processes that you're going to put into place for all of those things? And that's important because you have to understand the features of the building and literally how it's laid out, which hallway goes to which location. And so that you can put all of those things in place and the building operates smoothly and in the way it's supposed to. So, for instance, this week on site, we have a variety of folks from USDA APHIS, USDA ARS, and DHS, and they're talking about IT systems in the building. So you've got three different agencies that will be operating in the building. They all have their own IT systems. They all have their own mothership back in Washington, D.C. that they need to communicate with. They all have their own internal networks and whatnot. And these groups are also going to be doing research. They're going to be doing research independently, and they're going to be doing research collaboratively. So how do you put together an IT system that meets everyone's needs? So that's just an example, one example of one of the things that's going on right now.
I'm picturing this huge jigsaw puzzle and all these pieces and trying to get them into, you know, a picture here. And it almost sounds like it is a bit that way. There's just so many different things going on. I bet you find yourself thinking that at times, too.
That's exactly right. A jigsaw puzzle is a really good way to describe it, because we've got a variety of different entities that have a variety of different needs and a variety of different standards and a variety of different wishes, and we're trying to find a way to knit all of those things together.
And I never would have thought about all the different agencies. Now, when you mentioned the IT, I can imagine a system of that nature would be complicated enough, but when you add in the factor of all these different groups and having their own needs and specifications, that has to be interesting, maybe
it is
a good word.
It is interesting, and it's hard enough just to put those things together for the different groups, but then we layer on top of that IT system security. We've all had some experience with breaches in IT security, whether you've gotten a note that, you know, some online account you have has been compromised, or you've gotten a virus in your computer or whatever. So as you might imagine, given the mission of NBAF and the sophistication of the systems, IT security is really critical to the operation of the building. So on top of just people being able to talk to each other and communicate with each other and store research data, we also have to be very, very aware of IT security.
And I'm guessing the best and the brightest would be working on it. I mean, you've got the federal government involved. I'm sure they've got their very best people trying to figure some of these things out, but it still takes some coordination.
It does. It takes a lot of coordination, because even though it's the federal government, all of these groups have individual characteristics of their systems that don't necessarily work together yet.
Any particular challenges other than just the fact of trying to coordinate all these different things, but any surprises for you as you work through the process? I mean, as you said, it's been a kind of a crazy couple, 3 weeks for you, but I can't even imagine what your average day is like, if there even is such a thing.
I'm making faces. The thing, I guess, that surprises me, and it shouldn't at this point, but the complexity and the depth to which you have to go to make things work. And this is even with everybody agreeing and supporting the mission. You know, we all know we're heading the same direction, but yet just being able to tie everything together to meet needs is incredibly complex, and certainly with respect to the IT stuff, that's way, way, way over my head. But you're right, we've got not only folks at the level who are the decision makers and can do the, you know, make it so hand sign, but you've also got the technicians, because they're the ones who really do have to make it work. They're the ones who really know the ones and zeros of the process and can find ways to knit these things together. So we've got all of those folks kind of in the room together talking through things at the appropriate level. So at the technical level, you're literally figuring out how to wire things together, and then higher up in the decision-making level, you've got the decision makers saying, yes, that's the appropriate thing to do, and we agree to do that.
A lot of detail work involved, it sounds like. And do you ever catch yourself just going, wow, this is big stuff that you're involved in, obviously. And what your role is exactly in coordinating, as you say, you maybe don't completely understand all the IT. I mean, that would be way above my level, too. But all the different things that you have to do to just kind of make it happen.
Yes. And that gets interesting because I'm still kind of the new kid. It gets interesting understanding, and it's important to understand each group's history and perspective and mission and process by which they operate. Because you can't just put these things in a bowl and turn on the mixer and expect it to be a beautiful cake. You know, you've got to work with each of those things and find points of commonality and find points of difference, and then work through those things so that you create the greatest commonality. And if there are places where differences continue, you know, you have to agree to that. And a great example of that, another project that we'll be embarking on, is with respect to research planning, is understanding how to fund research and how to do partnerships and agreements with university research institutions and outside industry. One of the things that we've discovered in a research planning meeting that was held last week out on Plum Island is that each of the agencies has different policies and authorities for making those agreements. So if we're going to have a one NBAF research program, we probably need to have some consistency across those various agreements.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It is now 9:17. And again, we have Marty Vanier with us today, Director of Partnership Development, Homeland Security, and NBAF. And again, if you have questions or comments, now's your chance. Those big cranes still out there, they're quite evident. 537-1350, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Whether you need a new washer and dryer, refrigerator, stove, or the best night's sleep you've ever had, Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source is your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
You've been thinking about getting a surround sound system for a while, but you don't want wires and speakers cluttering your living room. At Ready Systems, we know that some things